Now, I'm here today because I believe that we can work together to bolster and cement Colorado's standing as a national leader in elections and democracy. We should be proud of the progress we've made, but we can do more to build a democracy that all Coloradans believe in. We can find solutions to protect against negative and misleading advertising paid for by secret political interests. We can give voters more confidence in their elected officials. We can save Coloradans time when they go to vote in person. And we can ensure that foreign countries are not funding campaigns to influence our domestic elections. Together, we can strengthen our state laws and become a national leader in ensuring that Colorado's democracy truly belongs to the people. That's why I'm excited to work with you in the coming weeks and months to craft and move legislation that will make Colorado an even better place to cast a ballot. First, let's make registering to vote in Colorado more accessible than ever before by expanding automatic voter registration. Right now, Coloradans benefit from automatic voter registration when they visit a driver's license office. This system has increased access to voter registration, but it too often leaves out Coloradans with disabilities, low-income Coloradans, the elderly, and those who are just not visiting driver's license offices. Let's expand automatic voter registration to other government agencies, and we invite you to work with us to increase access to voter registration for eligible citizens whenever possible. Now, second, I believe that we can save Coloradans time and end the era of long lines at our voter service and polling centers on Election Day. By using data, we can give voters the options they need when they need it and give our clerks the tools they need to serve communities faster, more effectively, and more efficiently. And third, it's time to put our democracy back in the hands of everyday Coloradans by passing meaningful campaign finance reform. We can't have our voices drowned out by massive secret political spending. Coloradans deserve to know who's trying to influence their vote and how they're trying to do it. We must bring transparency to the millions and millions of dollars used to influence our elections. Now is our time to act to increase disclosure requirements of secret political spending. Now is our time to act to close coordination loopholes. And we must act now to enforce our campaign finance laws. We, unfortunately, are already falling behind. States like Montana and Washington, even cities like Austin or right here in Denver, have taken action to modernize their campaign finance systems to require greater disclosure. We can ensure we have the strongest democracy in the nation by taking action now. I do want to make one point clear. This isn't easy to do. And there will be some Democrats and some Republicans who will say they have concerns about more transparency. But I believe that the majority of us here today can agree that transparency is good for a democracy and we can do more. Campaign finance reform is about making sure that everyone plays by the same set of rules. It's about giving voters the facts. Along those lines, corporations and special interests should follow the same set of disclosure rules that candidates already do. In Colorado right now, we do a better job of tracking a $50 contribution to a candidate than we do in tracking a $50,000 contribution to an independent expenditure committee, which is the Colorado version of a super PAC. We can change this. And at a time when foreign actors may be funding and funneling money through nonprofits that then engage in political activity, we must do more to protect the integrity of our elections. We can also bring transparency to lobbying in order to help bolster the public's confidence in our elected officials. We can tackle special interest groups' attempts to influence public officials and candidates through contributions to political entities. These are our priorities. This conversation today is part of a thorough and robust stakeholder process that my office is conducting with community leaders, experts, and the public to bring common sense reform to our elections. Trust in government is at an all-time low, but we can work together to answer our constituents' call for leadership. Let's take action to build a democracy that all Coloradans can believe in and pave the way as a leader for the nation. In the coming days and weeks, I look forward to working with you to turn these ideas into legislation that members of both parties should feel comfortable and confident turning into law.